Palestine is asking for help early in the quake recovery. A new report sheds light on the true state of religious freedom in Burma, and Haiti and excellence do belong together. We'll tell you why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Record rainfall is making a bad situation even worse in southwestern China. Earthquakes hit a mountainous region late last week, leaving thousands homeless. Executive Director Jeff Palmer says Baptist Global Response sent help immediately.
We've already released about $25,000 worth of supplies in the area.
Now massive rain is triggering flooding and landslides in the quake zone, and the survivors' trauma tolerance could be pushed to the limit.
After a traumatic event like this, you're always going to have questions. You're always going to have fears.
That's when BGR teams point survivors to the only one who can calm those fears.
Our teams are equipped to be able to do some trauma counseling in a way that also points them to a greater hope, which of course that is in Jesus Christ.
Pray for earthquake survivors to find hope and salvation in Christ. Find a link to support the relief efforts of Baptist Global Response at missionnetworknews.org. Next, a report sheds new light on continued religious discrimination for the ethnic Chin in Burma. Apparently, despite a slew of reforms, people are being forced to convert to Buddhism as a result of state policy. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romaine says,
"The report is specifically about the Chin and the persecution that they face, but we're seeing the same things throughout all the ethnic groups in Burma."
The Chin are joined by the Kachin and the Karen tribes, many of whom are Christians. There's a long way to go to freedom, but there are breakthroughs too. A VBB team visited a Buddhist monastery where they saw evidence of community transformation.
The monks are seeing it's the Christians that are coming in. They're the ones who are helping take care of these children. They're the ones who are helping the refugees. We are supposed to be the church. We're to be Jesus' hands and feet. And as we do that, God uses our good works before men to glorify his name. And we're seeing openness to the gospel even among the Buddhist monks.
What can you do? You can pray, give, or you can also go. This is Mission Network News. Ever step out of your comfort zone to get your hands dirty in the Great Commission? Well, that's exactly what a team of 12 young people from 7 countries did when they went to Burma together recently. The trip followed Operation Mobilization, Malaysia's Out of the Comfort Zone conference. It's designed to give experience at reaching people with the gospel. At missionnetworknews.org, we can connect you to find more information about short-term missions. Meanwhile, Haiti continues to make progress after the deadly 2010 earthquake. Much of the devastation was caused by shoddy construction standards. Well, that continues. But Compassion International is demanding higher standards for the school they rebuilt for their partner. Compassion's Mark Hanlon says the first school is done and dedicated, but it took some time. Why?
We had to train construction workers, bring in different engineers, find different materials folks that would actually develop the materials for us to the standards that we wanted. And then we also had to have people on site for quality assurance.
The dedication took place around Tropical Storm Isaac. Hanlon says with the first drops of rain,
myself and all the kids that were there rushed into this new school building to take shelter. And it was just an absolutely perfect picture of what this school building is going to be doing. But the church right at its side, the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to be honored and proclaimed.
30 more schools are planned. And Biblica's helping a youth ministry in Colorado motivate teenagers to live out their faith. The youth ministry Access focuses on moving teens from apathy to action. They help young people discover wisdom in God's Word and apply it to their lives using Biblica's community Bible experience. All the typical footnotes we see in today's Bibles are removed, and teens are encouraged to read Scripture like they would a book. Pray that teens would begin drawing closer to God. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there? Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel through satellite television all throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD to see it for yourself at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Hewitt.